Chapter 17. Aunt Jackie. Dante. That evening, Aunt Jackie came to see me. When she stepped into the hall, Emma took one look at her and started to cry. Aunt Jackie was my mum's sister, so every time I saw her, I could see my mum's face. But where my mum had been like sunshine, Aunt Jackie was like a grey, wet day. "You've been a busy boy," she said as soon as I opened the door. "Hello, Aunt Jackie." "I thought that you were more intelligent," she continued. "But I suppose that you were thinking with what's in your trousers instead of your head." Aunt Jackie carefully took Emma from me and gently touched her hair and cheeks, but Emma wouldn't stop crying. "What's the matter with her?" she asked.
"She's teething."
"Poor little thing."
"Are your teeth growing?"
Aunt Jackie said, and then, without pausing, "Dante, you look tired."
"I am," I admitted.
"Well, this is your life now. Just take it one day at a time."
"I'm trying, but it's so hard." My voice shook.
"And Emma has everyone's attention."
"Something like that," I admitted.
Then Aunt Jackie surprised me. She gently touched my face and said,
"You were stupid, but you were also unlucky."
"What happens if I can't do this?"
"Every parent thinks that," she replied. "Just do your best. That's all anyone can do."
"Why didn't you have children?" I asked her. My aunt paused before saying, "I really wanted to be a mum, but each time that I got pregnant, I lost the baby. After the fourth time, I discovered that I'd never have children."
"Is that why you and Uncle Peter aren't married anymore?"
Aunt Jackie nodded.
"We both really wanted to have a baby, but he could walk away."
"That's life, Dante. Some people can walk away, and some people can't." We looked at each other. I knew what she meant.
"Have you and your dad talked about how you feel?"
"No," I said. "Anyway, only girls talk about their feelings."
"Dante," Aunt Jackie said, "you and your dad are so alike." Adam had said the same thing too, and I didn't like it. Aunt Jackie gave Emma back to me and watched as I rested my head against hers for a moment.
"Trust yourself," she said.
When we went into the sitting room, Adam jumped up and gave Aunt Jackie a big hug. She looked at his mouth.
"Don't worry about this," Adam laughed. "I fell."
"Strange that you only hurt your mouth and nothing else."
She didn't believe him either.
"How are you?" she asked.
"I have a headache," he said. "But that's all. I'm fine."
Aunt Jackie watched as Emma pulled herself up using the armchair and then looked around at us.
"Walk to Daddy,"
Aunt Jackie said. Emma immediately looked at me, and my heart gave a big jump. She already knew who I was. I imagined Emma at the age of 5 or taking her to school. I imagined her staying.
"Come on, Emma. Walk to me,"
I smiled. She took 3 steps before falling into my arms. But she had walked to me.
"My clever little girl."
I held her high above my head. Then I remembered the letter I'd posted earlier and put her down on the carpet again. I had to be careful not to bond with her. When I looked up, Adam and Aunt Jackie were watching me.